It's Matt Hostel and Ethan Sellers, not Jackson Ammons and Ethan Sellers.
Welcome to the first episode of The Breaking Point, 91.3 WHA. We representing. Amount of Google searches for solar eclipse of blind, like, it went up 100% because of that.
Over 100%, yeah. Like, the people searching for, like, solar eclipse blind and accidentally looked at eclipse and burned retinas, like, that went up, like, literally over 100% after the eclipse the next day. And for the actual, like, damage you can get, so, like, Those searches are kind of pointless because the damage you don't find out until like 2 days up to like a week afterwards. You don't find out if your eyes are messed up. Like, I looked at the eclipse on accident.
How you feeling?
I'm pretty blind, but my glasses like slipped. I saw for half a second. I had this blinking thing in my vision for like 20 minutes, and I was kind of freaked out.
Oh no, Matt's gone.
I'm good now.
He's not gonna be able to see anything.
Blind now.
I might be.
Hey, Rachel, guess who's back?
I don't know. Breaking Point?
Yes, Breaking Point's back. On the Edge. Next story is, I find it extremely sad. I don't like it.
I like it.
Matt likes it. It's bad.
It's a good story.
Okay.
So, basically, these firefighters come in and,
Did you hear about this? Okay, yeah, sorry.
Okay. So, these firefighters come in and, they're at a farm and this, like, what do piggies stay in?
So the farm was on fire, right? The farm was on fire, and the pigs,
oh my
there
gosh,
18 piglets and two sows. They were in the fire, but they were saved by the firefighters in Wiltshire in February, and 60 tons of hay caught fire. So, like, that's a huge burning inferno.
Oh, yeah.
And so they saved the pigs, and then later, so February, so this is many months later, the pigs are all grown up, and they become what the farmers grow them for. They make them into sausage, and to repay the firefighters, they gave them some of the sausage.
Oh my god. I've heard this story, and it's the biggest plot twist. Like, they're not ready for it. Like,
they turned it into sausage. No. So, the question we have is, would you eat it?
Never.
Yes.
As a firefighter?
Yes.
Saving those pigs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like some of them would be like, well, heck yeah, I'm going to eat this. Like, I saved it. Might as well just eat it. You know?
You looked into the pig's eyes, and the pig eyes was squealing.
I personally would not. I would not eat that. I would not eat that.
My thinking behind it is, like, yes, I would eat it because you saved the farmer's, like, livelihood. Like, they were grown to become sausage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So either way, you would be eating, like, a pig, right? Eating sausage. So they pay you with sausage. So, like, I would... Turning that down is not nice.
Yeah.
Right? I would eat it because, you know, it was going to become that anyways. Maybe it's some pretty good sausage.
Either way, it's going to become sausage.
Yes.
Okay, judgment-free zone, here's what I would do. So, if I was a firefighter and I saved, like, all these pigs' lives, I would just adopt them. And then they'd be my pigs. And then they'd live in my backyard. But, and then they would never die. Well, I mean, they would die eventually. But, like, not to be made into sausage. Yeah.
So, as a firefighter, you would buy those pigs that you just saved?
Yes.
But they weren't for sale.
Well, they are now. They're not being made into sausage.
You saved your life, man.
Yeah, like, they're indebted.
Own these pigs.
And over the break, we were talking about movies. And Rachel Lacey does not like Forrest Gump.
I don't. It's kind of a known fact about me.
I can't believe that you... How do you not like Forrest Gump?
I don't know. It's 4 hours long. It's like ridiculously long.
And okay, it's not 4 hours. It's like 3 hours.
It's like three something.
It's like three and a half.
Okay, round up to four.
Wow.
And I don't know. I don't think the plot's very good. And I just think the accents are stupid.
Movie.
And
Great movie.
Okay, so then what's your classic favorite movie?
I don't have a favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not even Star Wars?
I have obviously it's not Star Wars. Wow. I love 80s movies, but like...
Okay. Like, what's your favorite 80s movie?
16 Candles or Breakfast Club.
Mm. Breakfast Club's a good movie.
Breakfast Club, I'll give you that, but like 16 Candles...
Have you seen it?
I haven't, but like... Uh-huh. Yeah, it's kind of like Star Wars, you know?
Is it?
No.
Not really.
Not really at all, no.
Pretty much what's going to happen is we're going to ask, like, a bunch of questions. Like, for example, I'm going to ask, what's the first animal that you think of? Not first animal. What animal do you think of with, that's the color white? And you'd say polar bear. And then, therefore, if that's the number one most voted answer, she would win. And if
polar bear.
And if it was the second best, and then Donnie or Ben McDonald here says white rabbit, and that was first, then he would win.
Are there animals that are white?
No, that's not the first question. It's not the first question.
I'm just thinking about that for a little bit. Yeah, like, birds. What animals are white, dude?
Some white birds.
White panda?
Ducks.
No, that's not
the thing. No, that's black and white.
I was thinking of red panda.
zebras with
no, black and white.
Not quite.
It's not a lot of just all white things.
Snowy owl?
All right.
Is that a Harry Potter
There's
name?
An all white owl, yeah. That was
cool. Wait. Oh, yeah. Hedwig?
Yep.
See, you've seen Star Wars. That's something.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
All right, let's just play the game.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Mayweather versus McGregor. One of the, like, honestly, I feel like this is a bigger fight than Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather. I don't even like boxing.
I don't know. I just think it's because all the talk.
Like, yeah.
It's hype.
It's McGregor's talking.
It's because McGregor's such a character, and then Mayweather's not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just my opinion. And Pacquiao's not much of a character either.
Yeah.
It was kind of just like, oh, these two boxing greats, and it ended up being the lamest, like, fight in history.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It wasn't a Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston fight. It was a, I'm going to hug you the whole time.
That's exactly what it was. So if you guys don't know, Mayweather is a legendary boxer, 26-0, and he's been on a 2-year leave break. And Conor McGregor, he's the UFC lightweight champion. Mm-hmm. However, he doesn't normally box.
He's never boxed competitively. Yeah, he actually boxed until he was like 12.
Yeah,
but
McGregor's kind of he's an animal of his own breed. So he was lightweight and, correct me if I'm wrong, middleweight. He won two titles at once, and then Dana White made him take it back, one of them back. Dana White, he's boxing. Whoever the UFC guy is took back one of the titles.
But, okay.
McGregor at one point held two titles, which has never been done, and it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's been training for the past like half a year maybe.
Yeah.
To fight Floyd Mayweather in boxing.
I feel like Floyd Mayweather is just so much bigger than McGregor.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, no. So they weigh the same. Right?
Oh, really?
That has to be a thing.
Okay.
Because that's how it. Yes.
Okay.
Weight classes. Weight classes. So, yeah. So they're the same weight. I think, honestly, in my opinion, if you're gonna ask me, you're not going to. But Conor McGregor, I would like to see him win, just because I don't like Floyd Mayweather like one bit at all. He's too like full of himself.
Yeah.
Because Muhammad Ali is the greatest of all time, and he thinks he's the greatest of all time, which is a joke. But so I would love to see Conor McGregor win, and he's not going to. But if he's not gonna win, I want him to like pull out some UFC moves and like kick him in the head or something.
Just do something illegal.
Like last round, he's like, oh, I'm gonna lose this by like decision, and I'm just gonna kick him in the head. Anyone out there, any of our listeners owns Alexa? She's creepy.
I don't.
I have one.
You're planning to get the new one with like the camera on it, it's kind of weird. So
I have like the dot.
We've got the mini ones all over my house. Yeah. Like in like four.
All over your house.
All over your house.
Yeah,
she's always watching.
Always.
She always like glitches on me. Like
yeah, it's right under my TV. So like I'll just be watching TV and then she'll just randomly come on and say like, sorry, I don't know what. It's just.
Fair enough. So, with this new one, it's kind of weird. It has like a camera and all these lights are on it, and you can take pictures of yourself in different outfits and show it to Alexa, and she can give you feedback on which outfit is better.
How does she determine that?
Like, I don't know.
They said with magic. Like algorithms and different professional people's opinions.
Yeah, they probably took like all these surveys or something from fashion designers and they put it all together.
I don't like it at all. I think it's so creepy.
Why would you use that? Like, I would not take advice.
I mean, I feel like that sounds kind of useful though. Like, I feel like you got time in the morning, you wake up, you're like, what do I want to wear today? So put on two different outfits. Alexa lets you know. Like,
I feel like
it's like one of those days you don't feel like thinking.
I feel like she's just gonna say like, I hate both these outfits. They're both terrible. All right, 3, 2, 1. Phone home. Alien. Come on, please help me, Jack.
Ethan, that was good. Like, I got it like right away.
That was come on, Jack.
I should know this.
Yes. One of the like the most popular movies ever.
Phone home. Alien.
You got this.
E.T. Oh,
yes. Go. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
So it's all 2-1. So all basically right. We won.
Yeah,
we
you
won
guys already. Win if you guys get this point.
We already won.
No,
because
if you don't get this
point. Because if you get this point,
you already won. Wait, is there a tiebreaker?
Yes, yeah. Okay. If there's a tiebreaker, we keep going. All right. Okay, 1 second. Who's going? You going, Noah?
I got
Noah's going.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Mermaid Princess.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we won.
All right, we lost, but we still got this. All right, we're still going to do it.
You got it. I'll count you down. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Let it go.
Frozen. Let's go. Okay, that was
okay, well, we still won.
Yeah, you guys still won. All right, good job.
They probably should have gone first.
Good game, boys. Good game.
Good game. All right, guys, this has been the Breaking Point, only on 91.3.